Commentator Ev Ehrlich says history proves Comcast's move for Disney is a bad idea.
In 1995, the Disney Corporation merged with Capital Cities, the company that owned the television network ABC. But the magic of the merger, or the business word for magic, synergy, never happened. In 2000, AOL bought Time Warner, the idea being that AOL could bring Bugs Bunny and Wolf Blitzer into every home. 3 years later, that hasn't happened either. Then there's the French company Vivendi, which started out as a water utility and ended up buying Universal Studios. But, as the French say, plus ça change, plus ça bad idea. This is an old business story. Signal carriers, like cable systems or phone companies, keep trying to buy content producers, like movie studios or television programmers. And the latest installment in this never-ending story is Comcast, the cable giant, which offered last week to buy Disney. Poor Comcast. Even if it's the king of cable distribution, it still has plenty of competition. Over Comcast's right shoulder is Verizon, which wants to deliver the same services Comcast does, be they movies or phone calls, but over its broadband system. And over Comcast's left shoulder is DirecTV, which wants to deal the same goods via satellite. All of these systems, cable, broadband, satellite, cell phones, have the same economics. You build the system, and then you try to get as many people to use it as possible, because once it's built, the cost of running it is relatively small. That makes each of these a cutthroat business. Just look at how the price of phone calls is dropping. Ah, but just over the fence, Comcast sees Disney, Mickey Mouse, ESPN, Pirates of the Caribbean, all sorts of cool stuff that people like to watch and happily pay for. Why not buy it and sweeten the brutal signal-carrying business? Because it doesn't work that way. Sure, Comcast feels gored when ESPN demands 20% annual price increases for its program. But what's the sense of buying ESPN and then paying it less once you own it? Comcast promises to provide a great platform for Disney products, but so did ABC. And when has Disney ever had any trouble getting on cable? If Comcast really wants to own content, there's a better way to get it. Let them do what Microsoft does in the software industry. Invest 5-10% stakes in up-and-coming companies. That would not only give Comcast access to new content, but it would create more diverse, competitive sources of content in the future. That might even be good for you, the audience. But to sidetrack Comcast with the acquisition, integration, and management of Disney is, well, goofy.
The comments of Ev Ehrlich, Senior Vice President of the Committee for Economic Development here in Washington, D.C. He was Undersecretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.